You know. So, how are you doing, Nicole?
Pretty good. Doing pretty good. How about yourself, Mr.
So
Speaker?
far. Okay, so I kind of wanted to go through with you some questions about how the Lesbian community kind of like forms and gets new people in. So I feel like produce useful stuff and stuff. So first of all, like, how did you get into? Can you give me the general story about how you got in the Lesbian movement? From how you first got interested in nationality to you going to the camp and like hanging out with them.
Honestly, it was like a few years ago, and I don't remember too much. Like, I think it was like Singularity Summit, right? And then we started this club, Future Fest. And then after that, it was like a slow kind of thing. Like, I'm sure I got linked a few articles and I read them a couple of times. Didn't really get too into it. I'm not sure what exactly happened, but I started reading it regularly. I mean, I don't really consider myself part of the movement as much as other people do. I'm just more like, this kind of interesting. But yeah, I don't remember. I think mostly it was Maxim's influence and like talking about this a lot during Future Tech and stuff, basically.
Did you consider yourself like a rational person before joining the thing, or were you interested in rationality or futurism before you got into Lesbos?
I mean, vaguely, if someone asked me, are you interested in rationality, I would have said yes. And if someone asked me if I was a rational person, I would have said yes. But I probably wasn't very rational, in any sense. Like, either to accomplish life goals or to, like, figure out what I wanted to do, things like that. But, I mean, last time was more of like a, this is like what's, here's some cool ideas. Here's how you can apply to them to your life. And they might be kind of obvious, but it's just that I never thought about them, so it's pretty cool.
So what did you like about it, and what intrigued you about it when enough to start reading and to meet the people?
I mean, I think there's a very close link between the Singularity Summits and people interested in that kind of technology, future technology, and the strong people. So that kind of maybe is what got me into it initially. But read more. I mean, most of the writing was Eliezer's, I think, and that's wrong. And he just writes very well.
Can you quickly explain what the Singularity Summit is and what, who
Sure. I
all
mean,
go
the
there?
Singularity Summit is only tangentially related right now to Lesbian, but it's basically a conference where people are invited to talk about like the future of technology, where it's going to go. Like, specifically about like human-level intelligent machines and when that's going to happen, when that will take off, what are the implications of that taking off, etc.
So how is that important to rationality?
It's not. These are completely different movements. So basically, I think the idea was Eliezer, which is who is like a main proponent of the singularity idea, and like wants to shape it. Thought, okay, we want people to understand how important the singularity is. In order to do that, we should have people to think rationally. We don't want people to just think like, oh, this is a dumb idea. Look at this. Computers are never going to be smart. Or even if people did think computers are going to be smart, you wanted to think about it in a way like, is this going to be important? Should we actually like plan this out? Should we not plan it out? So basically, the idea was to make people think rationally, have a community of people that think this way. And to do that, he started Lesbian, which initially his idea was to have completely separate to the singularity movement and not like. He didn't want any connection at all, basically.
So, like, were there any people who were pretty active in getting you involved? And, like, tell me about how they did that.
I mean, not really. I mean, for even most people I've met, Lesbian seems like a mostly self-selected community. Right? Like, no one really said like, oh, my friend like made me get into this or like call. It's most like a bunch of people who have these vague ideas or notions, right? And they go out and look for writing that is related to it, and they find Besserong or like Kurzweil, for example. No one like actively like I mean, we're kind of different in MUD because we do have this group and club and shit, but for the most part, it's like a very self-selected community.
You did say that, like, Maxim.
Yeah, I mean, Maxim probably influenced me, but by sending me articles, he wasn't like, hey, you should become rational, you should like. I mean, maybe he did, I don't remember. It was like a while ago. But it does seem
Like,
like
how many
so.
articles did he send you?
I don't remember. Like, at most, I read like 4 or 5 articles that he linked to me.
So, like, within all of the Lesbian and such, what type of meetups and events did they have? Besides, outside of the actual website.
Yeah, so they have these meetups that is very recent. So they have like meetups in every like major city, I think. Maybe even some internationally.
Any cities in particular?
Yeah, there's, I mean, the big ones are in Berkeley, San Francisco, right? I think there's some in like New York. New York is a big one. They have one here. They have some in like Sweden, and I'm not sure. Probably some in like Asia.
Why do you think so many people are coming in now? Like, what encourages the new people to come?
I mean, so from what I've heard, a lot of the new kind of people who are into Let's Wrong came from this Harry Potter fanfiction that Eddie has been writing.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality. So basically, I think that's something he did in his spare time. Not like something he... I'm not sure if he actually did this in order to get people to Let's Wrong or not.
Yeah.
But it seems like, in either case, like, there's a large source of, like, incoming.
Yeah. Yeah, the iPod keeps on, like, going off. It's annoying.
Yeah. Is it continuing to record, though?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So what kinds of people end up coming into the meetups and joining the community? Like, how
I'm not sure. It's a mix. Like, when I was in Berkeley, there was, like, one meetup. I mean, I think the people at boot camp were, like, different to the actual community.
Yeah.
I think they were selected for different things, like, the people organizing it.
So if you to divide everyone in the Let's Wrong community, like, five groups, like, all of the new people, like, what would those groups be? You come up with any classes?
Do you want me to divide? Yeah, I guess you can divide them from where they came from. It's probably A, by reading Harry Potter and Lots of Rationality, or B, by having friends, like, who are kind of, like, into it and have told them about it, or C, from, like, other kind of Singularity, Kurzweil.
Could you kind of tell those people apart when talking to them?
No, but if you ask them, you can usually find out. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people who are in, like, Let's Wrong now who actually don't know about Singularity or have, like, very vague ideas about it.
Yeah.
Which is different to what I would have thought.
Do any of those groups, like, have hostility towards each other and make fun of each other?
Within the community?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I mean, the whole premise about this community is, like, it's based on, like, rational argument and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there are a few, like, debates where people are like, like, economic models or, like, things like that, but almost everyone's, like, an atheist, right? Like, a lot of things are very common, like, belief-wise. It's not very huge diversity. And, like, I haven't really seen anyone, like, get into heated debates by any means.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know if that's a nice or bad, like, is it a good thing or a bad thing that there are no debates? I mean, it could either mean that they're very rational about debating, or it could mean that they're all thinking the same things, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So, I know you went to the rationality camp.
Yeah.
Can you explain how you got into that and what it was like?
Yeah, basically, it was this thing they posted that they wanted to try something new this year. So they had this Singularity Institute, has this visiting fellows program. People go in, write some papers, you know, do some research. So this year they wanted to try something different, like a rationality boot camp. So kind of like, you know, a bunch of people meet up. They kind of train you, I guess, in a boot campy kind of way, about like how to be more rational, how to like be strategic in your life, things like that. And that's pretty interesting. How I got into it, basically there was a post on Let's Wrong saying apply if you're interested.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything to do that summer, so I'm like, I might as well.
Mm.
So I applied and I got in.
So what were the reasons why people said they had, I don't think they were not too much. Why did they make rationality camp? And, like, do you think that it was able to justify the cost?
Yeah, so why they made it, so they had a mini camp and then they had a boot camp, which is, like, a larger thing. I think they're trying to experiment with different, like, methods, which would be more effective.
Is it more effective at training people, or more training?
I mean, more effective at training people. I think that's what they wanted to measure.
So they just want you guys to become more rational?
Yeah, basically, like, you know, become a rational kind of god and do things that are good for the world or, like, do things that are beneficial to you. I mean, the thing is we do a lot of things that we have no idea why we're doing them.
Yeah.
Or we do things without too much of a purpose, things like that. And this would be basically, like, if you want to do this, here are the best ways to do it. Or, like, how to figure out the best ways to do it.
So, like, what are some examples of things they'd want you to do?
I mean, they don't really want you to do anything. I mean, basically, like, optimal philanthropy, for example, right? It's one of those things that... If you're doing philanthropy, you should do it optimally, and most people don't think about it.
Right.
So, like, if I'm giving money to charity, I would give money to, like, some random charity. Like, if my mom died of cancer, I would give money to, like, cancer charities.
Yeah.
Right? Or if my dog died, I would maybe give money to, like, animal cruelty. But, like, are these really optimal ways to do what I want? Like, what is my goal? Is my goal to, like, kind of help people, or is it to like feel good about myself? So things like figuring out your goals and figuring out optimal ways to like achieve those goals, or figuring out like what you want to do and like how best to do it, basically.
Yeah. That makes sense. So like, out of all the other people that came out of it, how did they seem to like it? And, like, what did they get out of it?
I think most people enjoyed it. A fair bit. And it was pretty long, it was like 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
Are those people active in the Last Bond community now?
Yeah, I think most of them were active before they joined us. Or at least are like very interested in it before they joined it. And there was an interview where like, if you weren't too into the community, I don't think you would have gotten.
So do you know of any examples of them like contributing blog posts or?
Yeah, there are a couple of blog posts after the boot camps. Like both the people explaining what they did and like what they learned from it. And also about like other random topics.
Can you explain some of those random topics? Or just like,
I don't remember. I just seen them post on the side discussion. I haven't read through them extensively.
Cool. Do you know of any like other things that they're trying to do in the future to raise awareness? Or?
Are you talking about the Singularity Institute or people in the boot camp?
Both. Let's begin with the Singularity Institute.
I mean, to raise awareness, they do things like the summit, which is pretty good. They do they do some kind of outreach to other kind of organizations, and like there's Harry Potter fan fiction. But mostly, like I said before, I mean, they do have like Google Ads now also to kind of get people. But I'm not sure how effective it is. It seems like the major source of traffic is still like self-selection or people searching for these kind of topics and getting into it.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure about that. I can check for you.
So now, like, can you tell me a bit about the leaders?
Yeah.
The founders of Last Wrong.
So I guess Eliezer is, like, the main kind of founder of Last Wrong. So I think he also founded the Singularity Institute, which is where this kind of branched out from.
Yes.
And he's the one who kind of seeded this with most of the initial content. He has things like the sequences, which was, like, basically a list of posts to, like, one topic. So I think like one sequence was, about quantum physics, for example, which doesn't have much to do with rationality on its face, but it's actually pretty interesting. And another one was like, the meaning of words and stuff. I don't remember exactly what different sequences are, but basically it's a list of posts about like one topic. It's almost like a book, but not really. So he seeded this, and I guess initially either there was enough interest in this from another blog. Basically, I think it's split off from another blog called Overcoming Bias. I'm not sure what the politics was behind that, but
yeah.
I mean, something happened, and they have an initial group of followers, and then I'm not sure where the growth came from initially, but there were people that were interested in this, apparently.
Cool.
And they were interesting enough that people read them and followed it.
So if Eliezer wanted to have come around, do you think the community would have eventually created itself?
I doubt it. Specifically this one.
Yeah.
It seems like most of the others are doing.
But do you think like another rationality group would emerge?
Oh, I mean, there are already other rationality groups, right? Kind of.
Kind of.
But not in this kind of like sense.
And there's nothing as large at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think without Eliezer, most of the stuff wouldn't have happened.
What?
Like, I mean, a lot of it is obvious, right? So it's not, if you think about it, there's no
yeah.
real like thing to begin with, but I mean, I think there was, I don't know what the need for this, if the need for this community exists and if it had come out otherwise. But definitely something like Eliezer was definitely a big part of doing this.
Yeah.
And without him, it wouldn't have existed. But I might be wrong about that. I don't know.
What about the people besides Eliezer who were trying to lead the movement?
I mean, there's Robin Hanson, but he's not very into rationality. He's more into like economics and kind of things about the world, right? And then there's Michael Vassar, who joined pretty recently, I think. He's a president of Singularity Institute. As far as leaders, I think that's it. I mean, Peter Thiel has given a lot of money, donations, but he doesn't really need it. He's more of like a donee. Who else is there? I'm not sure who else is in the community, like as a leader. It doesn't seem like a very like, it doesn't seem like that kind of a group where like someone's saying like, you should be doing this. It's more like of a,
but it does seem like there's kind of like an inner circle, like with Anna Solomon and Ray Hawk, who are actively kind of...
Yeah, I mean, the community is split into like very like different categories. Like,
yeah.
There's the old people who are like, been here for more than 5 years, right? like Eliezer, Enes Almond, Steve Rayhawk, those kind of people. And then there are the kind of new people who came after like 2009 or 2008. And then there are even newer people who came like after Harry Potter. So in that sense, like it's like a generation thing. Like Eliezer's one of the old people in the community.
But the generation is like 1 year.
Yeah, generation's like 2 years old. And then they're like high school kids apparently who are into this now, who I didn't even know.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the community has enough momentum that if the top four people left, it would keep on going?
I mean, I can't really see like Eliezer like saying fuck rationality
I
or
know, but
something,
like
but like,
if somehow they vanished.
sure, like let's say they all died. Yeah, I mean, I think the meetups will still continue. Posts will still keep coming. Like, Les Wong right now has like, if Eliezer vanished, Les Wong will still continue. Most of the posts are not even by him. Right? Like, I don't think he even posts anymore on Les Wong. I haven't seen a post by him on Les Wong in a long while. Yeah, I think it'll continue.
Alright, so what kinds of things do like Eliezer and the other top people in the movement do to actively try to bring people in?
I mean, like maybe like writing posts is a way to get people in, but I think they do it because they have this cool idea, not because they think like, I want more people to become rational. I mean, I think they do like actually want to get people to be more rational, which is why they're trying these things like Rationality Bootcamp and like the mini camp and like, you know, small seminars and stuff. But I'm not sure how well that's going, to be honest. Maybe it's going really well and people are becoming really rational, maybe it's not. But I mean, they're trying things to kind of like, they're trying to like try a broad different number of things. They're not really set on one thing and be like, oh, this is what we're gonna do to get people in. Write blog posts, do these kind of boot camps, go have meetups. I think all of these things help to some extent. But I don't think any of this is like strategically planned or anything. Like, it's not like Eliezer said, okay, we need to have meetups and we need to have like start writing fan fiction and this is gonna get people in. I think it was more like a
Spontaneous.
spontaneous thing that came about. Yeah, but as far as like active strategy to recruit people, I haven't really heard of anything.
Do you feel like there should be active strategies?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the thing is, they're strapped for money. They don't really have like huge amounts of cash.
But
I think they have enough to like maybe, you know, rent a house, do kind of small experiments, run the Singularity Summit.
most recruiting, I imagine, is about effort instead of
Yeah.
money.
Yeah, I mean, people here do have like other jobs and stuff. There are only a few people that are actually full time in Singularity Institute, because, you know, they pay salaries and stuff, but you're right. I'm not sure like how much money they should be spending on recruiting versus like trying to improve the community as it currently is versus like
So,
running outreach. I'm not sure.
yeah. So what do you say like the top three goals are?
For Les Wong or for Singularity Institute? I mean, the big kind of broad goal they're founded under is like help bring about like a good singularity, right? Secondary is like to kind of make this group of like rational people that will like help them, A, with like money, resources, and like intelligence to kind of, you know, help with AI and stuff. And I think their more like mundane goals are like run the summits and, you know,
Means to that.
write like blog posts and stuff.
Cool. I guess like what good attributes do those people have that are able to help them really be inspiring and get other people into movement?
I don't know. A lot of it's just they're like kind of, they're not obviously dumb, right? Like if you
Unlike
talk to
most
them,
people,
right, they're not like obviously dumb, and there are some kind of small like wisdomy things they say like that is pretty like cool and like it's like they've thought through their shit and they don't just say arbitrary things and they don't do things just for, or at least a few people like Eliezer and Emmons that don't seem to be doing it for like any kind of external purpose. Like they seem to have wanted to do it for like because they want to do something good or big in the world and not because they want to like do it for selfish reasons. So I guess that's like one thing that they have going for them.
And what do they have not going for them?
Yeah, I mean, they could improve in a few aspects, like social aspects, I guess.
Can you spare?
I mean, I can't really say. Like you said, it's about recruiting people. Like they could probably do it better if they're more like kind of had like common goals or something appealing to the common public. But I'm not sure how viable that is or how feasible that is.
Okay. So, to end, I guess I just have one last question, which is, if you were to advise them on where they should go to get more people interested and get more people to be contributing important stuff, What would you tell them?
Get more people to be interested? Maybe.
Get more people into less wrong, and get more people to produce useful AI research.
Would if you I was to consult, if I was to tell them
yeah.
how to do this? So getting more people into less wrong seems like a word of mouth thing right now would be the most effective way. So kind of encouraging more meetups and encouraging more people to talk about it and send out links and stuff, I think is a good way to start. And like with AI research, they are trying. It's more like a large goal and it's not like something they're actively pursuing yeah. now, but they should be. I think they'll start in a few years or something. But I mean, getting academia interested in this is like a hard challenge, right? So maybe getting more like academic people interested in this, maybe like CS researchers or PhDs into the community, and then kind of encouraging them to like do research or like talk to their like peers about this would be good.
Yeah. So I guess, in general, has the community helped you out? And you happy you're part of it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I've definitely got some like cool ideas from here. I definitely feel like it's improved my life. But again, I haven't measured it, so. I would be wary of saying like, oh, this is like the best thing that ever happened to me, but there are definitely some cool ideas floating around here, right? And like, if anything, I feel like I've made better choices than if I hadn't like actively thought about how to be more rational in my life.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. That's